What is up, everybody, and welcome to Warp Point Wednesdays, where us and the guys, we get together and we bullshit about all the funny stuff.
Oh god, today's been a funny week. We ain't gonna talk about it, but we all know what's going on.
Oh my god, yes. Rob, you might want to dial that intro music down, dude.
I can't adjust volume at all.
Okay, well, I'm letting you know. I had to turn my headphones all the way down.
Bruh, gotta bring the loudness. Let them know we're here.
Cry.
Oh my god.
Cry about it. Cry about it, Brent.
Eat my ass.
Oh, shit. So, what is up, everybody? We are Warp Point, and this is our weekly podcast on all things geeky, nerdy, and dumb, because that's what we do. We talk about a lot of dumb stuff.
Oh, dude, dumb doesn't even, like, begin to...
There's just a lot of quotes we can do. I'm just saying.
And look, I want to start this show out, okay? I'm a little jacked off. I'm a little hurt.
What?
For those out there don't know...
Little movement.
Oh, yeah, hold on, that's getting clipped.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
For those that don't know, jacked off is a Pittsburgh term for, like, annoyed.
Yeah.
The rest of the world calls it a sexual act, but, you know, tomato, tomato.
Yeah, see, Tyler's, like, jacked off.
Yeah.
Jacked on, jacked off, jacked to.
Look, man, I'm a little jacked off, all right? You're such a jag off.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, I've heard of jag off, but jacked off?
Yeah, yeah. It's when you're, like, kind of upset.
Okay, look. I'm kind of upset.
Jacked up. No. If I was jacked up, I'd be excited for this news. But I'm kind of upset about it. I didn't get chosen for the closed network test for Elden Ring.
Yeah, what the hell is that bullshit? Boo.
I know, man. I know. Mm-mm. Hopefully I get chosen for the second one. Because I know they're doing a couple rounds of it.
Right, yeah. But they are.
I was waiting to see the the hashtag streamer privilege.
I don't know what you're doing, Bren.
What?
You're talking about jacked off, and then your whole camera's just vibrating back and forth. Is that a loop going on right now?
My ADD kind of kicked in, and there was like a smudge on my glass desk that I've been sitting here messing with. All right, I'll stop.
So,
idle hands,
right? For those that don't know, we are a podcast, live cast, broadcast thing. We're live here on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And then the audio format is on all major podcast providers and some of the smaller ones too, I guess. I don't know how that works, but we're out there. We're just about everywhere. Hit that like, subscribe, and follow. Help us out. Share us with everyone you know. Your grandma, your ma, your auntie, your auntie.
You say it's a Pittsburgh slang, I'm just going to say you're making shit up.
Your honky auntie.
No. An auntie is, you know, they can't decide if they want to be an aunt or an uncle.
Oh, God.
We just call them crunkles.
Oh, crunkles. There you go. Crunkle grandpa.
Oh god, my wife hated that.
Uncle grandpa.
Yeah. You know that was a cartoon, right?
Yeah, that was
okay.
What was that from? Was that the
cartoon?
Actual
cartoon? Yeah.
I thought it was
Uncle
from,
grandpa
like, Gravity Falls or something.
No.
Yeah. Uncle grandpa.
No, you're thinking of Grunkle.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Grunkle Stan, great uncle, Grunkle.
Yeah.
Well, oh, believe me, I know this. My daughter recently, because of Disney Plus, she was obsessed with Gravity Falls for a while.
Fair enough. So, yeah, share us. Let us know what is good. Join our socials. There will be links posted somewhere in this video.
I'm posting that clip shit right now.
Of course he is.
Oh, of course I am. I got perfect. That's what I was doing here. I was like sitting here clipping it, getting the right time.
That's
still
nice.
In the conversation, but I've listened to a conversation of the past. It's confusing. There's time travel involved.
Time travel fucks everything up. We've already gone over this, Jay.
Always.
Oh, was that Kevin Hart? He's like, sometimes, you know, between my checkings, my savings doesn't work. You got to You got to try to swipe again.
put a plastic bag over it.
Put a plastic bag, checking and saving. Sometimes they don't, you know.
So, you want to talk about what we're talking about today, bro?
I will. So we have a couple interesting stories today.
Not too many.
They're very interesting. We have a little bit of stories, but what stories they are is great. We have the Game Awards of 2021. Some possible licensing issues with Metal Gear Solid. Possible. They won't give us a definitive answer on anything. Yoshi P shows just how sorry he is that he has to push Endwalker back another 2 weeks.
And I want to talk about that. I really do. Not the fact that we'll get into it. Good.
Yeah. Getting a new 30 series card. Guess what? Just got even harder.
I mean, please don't talk about hardness while you're jacked off.
Yeah.
This is not a good thing.
And we're losing another fighting game.
Yeah.
For network play. You won't be able to do online stuff with it. But if you own a physical copy, you'll still be able to play it.
Yeah. Everybody riot.
Riot in
the streets. Oh God, don't say that. Oh God, with everything going on, don't say that.
I'm gonna.
There's a Sublime song about that.
I'm not inciting a riot. They just seem to happen a lot lately.
Wasn't that a 3 Days Grace song? Let's start a riot.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad for that dude because every time he fucking screamed, it sounded like he was just fucking ripping his vocal cords out.
Oh, what the hell is his name? I can't remember.
Adam something.
Gonchier.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Well,
now.
Look at the lead vocals for Atreyu. They had to completely change their music for what, 3 years while his voice recorded, while his voice recovered.
Oh, yeah, duh. Kind of have to.
Because Rob and I were like, man, why the hell did they switch to their drummer being the lead vocals? Especially since he sings and not screams.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad, but.
And then we found out, oh, he fucked up his voice. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
At least they still carried on. They just changed it up a bit.
He's with Saint Asonia. That's what I thought. And the other reason I knew that was because the guitar player from Stained is also in Saint Asonia.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Mushok, my hero. Anyways. So, before we jump into these news stories, Bren, what have you been up to, bud?
I've been really busy with work. I have been keeping up with my streams, though, other than last Monday, because I was feeling a little under the weather. Love staying in Aaron Lewis. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Let's go, Brandon.
You can't really stream and talk when your voice is all messed up.
Yeah,
it's not a very palatable voice that people want to hear. Of course, I don't even know why people want to hear my voice now.
Oh, I love hearing your voice. Say,
you're Fragile.
Say fragile,
moist.
That's speaking of, like, where's Vern at? Where's Vern at?
That moist beehole. Playing wise, as you saw, I switched it up from Code Vein to Dark Souls, get that Elden Ring hype going. Although we didn't really talk about Elden Ring. Tyler and I pretty much just talked about spicy food.
Spicy food while playing some spicy gameplay.
Oh yeah. With that slow combat that is Dark Souls 2.
That
dodge, 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 one hit, dodge, 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 one hit.
Oh, dude, and the swing, it just feels so slow. But I'm going to do some more leveling up, lighten the load a little bit, see if he gets a little bit faster. Of course, I'm not really.
Again, you're talking about lightening loads and jacking off and all that.
Look, man, maybe there's something you can do to help me with that. Let's talk about that for a second.
Any feet pictures, if you're wondering about that. That's not happening.
A little bit of pent up frustration. Is that what we're saying here?
Knuckle children.
The things that shall not be because the seed hits the ground.
Whoa. You're talking about coming on the floor.
You don't?
No.
He uses the sock.
I have a child, a dog, and a cat that walk around. As far as watching,
this is
nothing much.
This is a train wreck. I know
it is. It is. We are going off the rails tonight. Tyler's gonna be like, "Well, I'm pulling that old Scott. I'm pulling that old whiskey back out. We're gonna ride this train down."
I'm gonna kill myself for watching these people kill themselves.
Right? Oh God. I haven't bought anything either. No, just been busy with work. That whiskey is gone. Oh God, he finished it already.
And he's not dead.
I know. Something like that, you got to savor. You got to hold on to it for a while.
The flavor saver.
We're not talking about your mustache there, Narc boy.
Listen, it's Movember. Okay?
Yeah, and I shaved like first week of it too.
So I gotta let the mustache go because I can't have anything else because of work. So
yeah.
by the end of this.
If anybody's ever like, "Oh, you have to cut it because you don't have a full seal," I'm like, "Your mom thought it was a full seal."
Oh, we had that vapor lock.
Ooh. Oh God!
I thought it was hydro lock.
That moist mouth. But
today.
I finally started playing Apex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were there, Leroy.
Yeah. And you sure as shit, I'm gonna keep doing it. You better hope I never get jump master.
Yeah, and I hope that when I try to pass it to Rob, it doesn't pass to you.
Which I gotta say, I'm quite surprised. I had no idea Apex was gonna play like Borderlands.
Yeah. Talking about that, we got Tyler in here with us right now. And yeah, we all play Apex. I'll talk about it in a minute.
Oh yeah, I want to hear about it.
Oh my God, yeah. What is he like, 320 something?
Dude, his wife. I can't call her old because she gets upset about that. Don't worry, Tori. It's all good.
Yay.
Say old lady. That's what I do.
Yeah. She got offended by that last night.
Yeah.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. I offended some little punk ass dude when I worked at Jiffy Lube because I said old lady, not thinking about it because it was like a term of endearment growing up, and I say it to the missus, and he was like, "First off, I work in customer service. You shouldn't refer to someone's wife as old lady." And I'm like, "My bad. I turn wrenches. Are you expecting like an extensive vocabulary? Because I do have one. I just prefer not to say it to idiots whose fucking brake caliper sees up, and somehow it's our fault for doing an oil change."
Listen, old lady is very kind.
Yeah.
Next time I'll refer to her as yo bitch.
Yeah. Well, I was like, did she like slam on the brakes or something like that? Because this caliper's like seized up. Like you could hear the wheel was locked up because of how seized it was. And I'm like,
flat spot on the
literally took this dude down to the pit and I was like, "We touch this oil plug, we touch this oil filter, we don't touch anything else." I don't see how that's my problem.
Bro, we work in the same field.
Yeah. Well, I was a CSA too. At the time, so I had to deal with it.
Ever since you changed my air filter, my brakes started grinding.
Yeah, right.
Ever since you replaced my wiper blades, my car is spitting out oil from the tailpipe.
Yeah. You put window washer fluid in, and now I got a flat tire. What the hell, man?
My service advisor was sitting at his desk and some guy came in and was like, "This is embarrassing, but I'm locked into I have frozen in my car. Can you help me get out?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure." Dude locked himself in the car.
Oh my God. No, Do not tell me he was dumb enough to lock himself in his own car.
He locked himself in the car. My service advisor walked up and he grabbed the door handle and he's like, oh yeah. And he looked over and he saw that the door was locked. He's like, can you hit the unlock button for me? He's like, sure. And he opens up the door right away. He shuts the door. He's like, well, you know, just for good measure, open up your side to make sure your side's working. He opens up. He's like, yeah, it's working fine. He's like, is that all you need? He's like, yep, that's it. I was like, all right, have a good day. This man, yeah, fucking Tyler knows. This dude is like very serious, always looks pissed off. Like, he's one of those people that he's a great guy when you get to know him, but he looks like he's always smelled a fart he does not like.
Oh god, like I think of that angry. I think like of that angry business guy from Ted after Mark Wahlberg farted, and he's like, oh god.
That's exactly his face, Rob.
What? I am here on business.
That's not Chuck's face right there. No, he's a good guy, great service advisor, but he came out to smoke a cigarette and he's like, so I usually don't rag on customers too much, but he told me the story. I was like, oh man, I'm glad you're in that position because I couldn't do it. Tyler said, stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Just stop it. No, so Jay, what about you? What have you been up to, bud?
Oh, so grinding away on Destiny while we're grinding away through Dexter.
Nice.
Trying to get back into Destiny, but you know, nobody's on when I want to play. So running into that issue. I can't play games. Well, I would hit you up, but I can't play games this weekend. You'll be here.
Well, you talk about the PS like you'd be trying to play, but no one's on. But I haven't gotten any.
Oh god, he's doing that Midwestern accent with him. Look here, all right.
No.
Look, we're only talking a little arson, okay?
Yeah, but only a little arson, okay? It was just a dumpster fire.
Some might call them protesters. Some might call them demonstrators. Some might call them child rapists.
A lot of arson.
Hey, Bray. Right.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, Jay, what have you been up to?
This show has just run off.
Yeah, Bree, if you can't tell, we jump around from topic to topic a lot. We haven't even started into topics, and yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's my baby sister. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, baby darkness.
Aww, baby darkness.
Yeah, I was raised with Jay. She knows. Yeah, that's definitely her.
I was raised. I'm sorry that you were raised with him. I mean, I've only known him a short time.
Look,
it was rough.
I am not your child.
I am not your child.
Fair. That statement. Little darkness. How about that? That's also like 6'1". So. Yeah, my baby sister's 6'1".
I need that meme right now. You know, where like the numbers and the signs and everything just go across.
Yeah. Just be grateful. We're the short ones in the family.
Jesus.
I have an uncle who's like 6'7", 6'8".
Oh god.
Yeah.
That's like, Rob, do you remember our old service manager?
As you would think.
Oh. Dave?
Brad? No, Brad.
Oh, Brad. Brad, yeah.
Fucking 6'9".
Thought he reached 6. I don't know. I haven't seen his ass. I mean, I would see him over the trees, but I haven't seen him close.
Jay, come on, what have you been doing, bud? Let's...
All right, yeah, back to the show.
We've had 20 minutes of fuckery now.
That's great. But yeah, so not really doing that much. Still trying to figure out life.
Destiny.
I actually just lost a chicken this morning. So condolences to the bird I did not name.
I was going to say, so was that,
did you check the fryer?
Tenders? Was that tenders or 10 piece?
I got a picture. I'll send it to you guys if you want.
I was gonna say, was that?
Is it breaded with rosemary?
Nah, shit. It's all cayenne. Was that original recipe?
It was
one of the hens, Brie.
Was that original recipe?
No, we crispy. No, it was Louisiana Popeye special.
Oh, dude, talk
Popeye
about that
chicken is the shiznit.
Have you guys like watched any TV?
No.
I don't know.
I mean, I've stared at the TV, but I
So Megan Thee Stallion now has her own like sauce for Popeyes.
Oh, get out of here.
And like the commercial.
What is it? Shot in the leg sauce?
Well, I call it thought sauce, but
they used insulin as the thickener.
Excuse me, can I have the chicken tender meal extra whops?
Oh, good.
We are now.
You know, I saw a more interesting and fitting name for her, Megan the Clydesdale.
It's gonna be sad when she has to go to the glue factory.
Oh man.
And now Tyler's over here making it sound like he ate Jay's chicken for lunch.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good. That's good. Rob, what have you been doing?
Well, you said you were playing Destiny, watching Dexter and something about dicks. I don't know.
No, that was jacked off down there.
Oh, okay.
Why does it sound like someone's making mac and cheese?
That's a whop. Hey, Jeffco, what's up, buddy? So,
what up, Jeffco?
I've been playing Apex with you guys and then with Tyler and his wife, Tori.
Oh, yeah, you better use the right word.
I know, right?
We're vernacular.
And then I started Horizon 5. Forza Horizon 5. Beautiful, beautiful game.
A lot. Oh, shit.
Phoenix.
11 months.
Oh, Phoenix.
Almost a year. It sucks because we don't have...
Let me guess. You don't have the soundboard set up.
No, remember, we don't do it through StreamYards.
Oh, yeah, that's Jeff right.
Cal, if you want to know, I got a clip. I'll share it later in the stream links. Discord.
Thoughty sauce.
No, before that. Beginning of the show.
I know.
My mom's going to watch that and go, what the fuck? Your mom's watching and go, what the fuck?
I know. Yeah.
She's not surprised at all.
No. So at least she can sit back and go, well, at least I didn't raise Jeff.
neither is ours. There you go. So we're all in the same boat. We started watching this like Storm Chaser show on Nat Geo. These two crazy motherfuckers that are like chasing tornadoes and hurricanes at like the same time. Like
so
freezing. He was here for the
freezing.
I got my question. One, hurricanes on the sea, tornadoes in like places like Kansas, for example.
Well,
how do you go to both?
So like in Mississippi, whenever there's like tornadoes that spawn off of hurricanes that come in.
Technicalities, whatever.
But like, so when I first started watching this show, they're talking like they got to deploy these sensors, and they sounded like Twister. Like, I'm watching this going, this is a fucking rip off of Twister.
I was about to say, it sounded like a rip off of Twister.
They pull out.
Is it like a husband and a wife team? They kind of love each other, but they act like they hate each other, and there's this whole weird dynamic, and you're like, will they, won't they? And then you're like, oh, God, shut up. I don't care anymore.
And then there's a cow that goes by, and then she thinks it's a different cow, but it's the same cow. And
oh, we've hit a cow time loop.
Yeah, we were watching that. What else did we watch? We watched something else. Oh, we started watching Squid Game. We are on
Did you just start episode two or?
We watched episode two.
Okay. Squid Game fans are the worst.
Huh?
Squid Game fans are the worst.
I don't know if I'm a fan yet or not.
There's a streamer. I think her name's like Squid Gaming.
Okay.
And she's been harassed and like they're trying to get her to sell her name. So, you know, because the whole Squid Games trend. Yeah. Not Jay, from her. I mean.
No, I'm saying it would take money.
Yeah. Well, Jay, not Jeff. Both. Both.
Both. The answers to both. And asshole.
What?
And asshole.
Yeah. What do you want?
See? You said call him anything you like, just not late for dinner.
It's the internet. I've been called many things.
Right, yeah.
I've been called all right. I've been called commie. It's great. Yeah. I'm neither.
So, yeah, that's about all I've been doing. Like I said, I've been playing Apex a decent amount. There was something else I was playing, too. It wasn't important, I guess.
He's nuts.
Got him!
Got him!
So, Tyler said that the funny foul.
Anthony, we haven't put ours up yet. Two.
My wife has already started digging everything else.
Yeah,
all of our Christmas stuff out. And she's been on me like, when can we decorate for Christmas?
Well, Brianna, you want to come over and let the missus know so you can take a tree off our hands?
Damn. In a word, no.
Yeah, no.
We are a
you ain't getting a tree. Trust Thanksgiving me, I'm sorry.
Family. Once like the day after Thanksgiving, we'll start putting Christmas decorations up. Until then. No.
Look, I don't care. I just want my goddamn pumpkin pie, okay?
Yeah.
Listen,
pretty much.
I am a fat boy. We do not disregard the fucking feast, okay?
No, you can't. And my Thanksgiving this year is going to have a lot of beer. I see that in my future. It's a good future.
Ooh, cheesecake.
Ooh.
Cheese ball.
I never got into the cheese balls.
Brendan said his favorite's from under cheddar.
From under, you know.
I believe it.
It's got to have that nice, good saltiness to it. You know what I mean?
So I don't know if the clip command works. Like I tried setting it up, and I can't get it to work right. So yeah, you gotta.
I got you. What you want me to clip?
White chocolate raspberry cheesecake, fucking right,
dude. I'm going to Tyler's house.
Fucking right. Tyler, we'll be over. Just keep going.
Right.
Make an extra cheesecake. We'll be good.
Make two. I don't know. You ain't getting one of mine.
A bacon cheese ball. Oh, my God. Okay. So we need to have, like, a Friendsgiving in a, like, neutral location. We'll rent out a hotel lobby. And, yeah, we'll just have a Friendsgiving. And that way we can all retire to our rooms after we gorge ourselves with food.
Hell no. After dinner, I'm going to get naked and greased up and start running through the lobby.
Looking for the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yep.
Running down the hall with a rack of ribs.
Y'all ain't never going to catch me.
I'm sorry, it was a brisket. That's what it was, brisket.
Yeah.
Brent sounds like he's prepping for Black Friday.
Don't worry, I clipped it for you. Brent hates cheese balls is now a new clip on hand.
Oh, I love it.
Can't believe it. You think you know a guy. They said some stupid shit like that.
Oh,
your work is giving you a whole turkey.
Smoked turkey? Okay, it's done. Brent, look, I know you can't go for long trips. Listen, we'll rent an SUV. You can lay down the whole way.
Hold on.
Deep fried turkey.
I have an SUV I can lay down in.
Okay, look, you lay down, I'll drive. Jay, meet us at Tyler's.
Fair. Okay.
Deep fried turkey is amazing. We had one freshly killed too. Oh God, it's so good.
I am deep frying a turkey this year.
Your sister doesn't like turkey, Jay.
We don't claim her. Coming family and my mother-in-law smoked their turkey. Mm-hmm. Wait, what? Jay, is there something you're not telling us?
His brother is engaged to my sister. By the way, congrats to them. They just got engaged, Monday? Somewhere around there.
Congratulations.
But yeah, so I'm going to be family. I'm already family. Saturday.
Yeah, get it right, Jay. Damn.
No.
No. In a word.
God.
No.
No. Jay, come get your stupid food.
Right. So I'll be there for the food. Ceremony, not so much.
So yes. We're going to Tyler's. Anthony, you gotta come too. Listen, like I said, we'll just We'll just have us big we'll call have a big or some party. Shit. Yep. Okay, and we're just gonna have a big Friendsgiving.
Friendsgiving.
Everybody hangs out and chills, and then we FaceTime Brandon and be like, "Ha ha ha, you missed it." Ha ha ha.
No, he's coming with us. Remember, I'm laying him down in the back of his SUV.
Oh yeah, that's right.
See, look, Jay's dead set on having this whole big party without me there.
Show up.
So Rob, instead of double eggs, I need to bring a fire extinguisher.
Oh yeah, cook it to your place where we cook and you fall into fires.
That sounds normal.
Yeah, it's happened once or twice.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Oh shit.
On the news though.
I was gonna say, so we'll move on. Up first, Game Awards 2021. There is expected to be 40 to 50 titles shown at Game Awards.
Oh God. You know what? Can we just take a minute to applaud that Neil Cuckman will not be taking 3/4 of the awards. And he's not nominated, and he's not nominated for half of them.
Oh God, yeah. Yeah, let's give it.
So, big news right off the top. It is in person. It is not pre-recorded. They are not going to have technical difficulties on their pre-recorded show, you know, that their GPU couldn't keep up.
I don't think anybody not said Cuckman.
Cuckman.
Yeah, hold on.
His name's Neil Druckmann, but we call him the Cuckman.
We call him Cuckman.
He's the one that killed Jay's chicken.
How are you going to bring that up now? I'm still dealing with trauma.
Yes, the Game Awards this year will be an in-person event in L.A. It's Hollywood, California.
All a bunch of sexual assaulters, so go ahead.
Yeah, right. Especially if they're Blizzard. So they're going to have celebrities, music, and gaming. There'll be a lot of content for 2022 and 2023. And that they are saying that this will be the biggest lineup yet of world premieres and announcements.
God.
I don't, there's nothing really I give a shit about at this point.
So Kigley says that there's going to be 40 to 50 games to be shown in one form or another, and new titles is numbering in the double digits.
Ooh, they got 10.
10 plus.
10 plus.
And listen, you have to be masked up and you need your 3 shots.
In the dick. Shit, I just got us a fucking little banner underneath who says, you know, COVID vaccine is not in the dick.
Thank you for the follow, OSG Deadpool.
What's up, Deadpool?
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Much love, much appreciated.
Yeah, just in a moment.
So he also said, I still feel like we've only kind of sort of touched the surface of what's possible on the PS5 and the Series X, which, I mean, that's usually how it goes with the new consoles.
We're only using 8 teraflops. Imagine if we push it to 9.
Oh my God. So I think you'll see some stuff in the show that is truly pretty stunning, he said. We'll see footage of games that will remind people that the best of this industry is still to come. They say that every console release.
They're like, the best of the industry is to come. None console. Of these people have been blamed for sexual assault yet.
Yet. That's the key word, yet.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is a good time to share and drink my last Florida beer.
So, with that, Florida with beer. That, it will be a star-studded show. I love how, so the way it looks on my screen, Rob, okay, Jay is right above me.
Yeah.
And me looking at it, this is my left and you're on my right.
Yeah.
When Jay walked off screen to bend over to grab something, it looked like you were trying to look behind you to see if Jay magically appeared in your frame.
Well, coming over here, buddy.
So what's funny is my mini fridge is right there.
Yeah.
That's where I got the beer from.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Jay, it looks like mine's you Dr. walked Pepper, in the Rob's. Yeah. grabbed something, and then Rob looked behind to see if you were there.
Power of Ginger, never doubt them. No, never doubt. Well, I will randomly pop up. I wasn't hoping I wasn't the only one that knows that.
So are you guys ready for this? This will be a star-studded show that will feature appearances from Keanu Reeves, Christopher Nolan,
yay,
Gal Gadot,
yay,
Tom Holland,
yay,
Brie Larson.
What the fuck?
John David Washington.
Don't know who that is.
Reggie Fils-Aimé.
Yeah, right.
Nolan North.
Woo!
Troy Baker. Woo! And more. I like most of that, except for, I mean, Gal kind of annoyed me during the lockdown. Brie, she is so full of herself that it's...
See, no, this is how it's going to go. Are you ready for it? Hold on, let me.
I am so excited for this video game premiere. I hope you are too.
Come Hoggers check me out.
In chat. Ha, ha, ha.
Right?
Oh, my God.
I'm saying
who knows? Who knows?
Sorry.
I got to look. I don't remember who John Washington is.
I'm looking him up now. He was in The Book of Eli. Monsters.
Never watched it. Never watched it. Didn't watch. Wait, was he the lead guy in Tenet?
The protagonist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Fucking degenerate homeless dude, actor 5,000. I don't know. Oh, I was going somewhere with that. I lost it.
He was also a running back for the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, I recognize him. Yeah.
Oh, nice. New games announced at this.
Oh,
at
he was
the
on Ballers.
No, yeah, I never watched. I didn't see any of those that you just mentioned.
Oh,
and I don't watch football. So,
hold on. Let me make sure. Let me be 100% sure, because it's Google and everything's right on.
Dude,
Google.
It's on the internet. It has to be true.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, they don't just let anybody post anything on the internet. God, it's called fact checkers. Jay,
dad is Denzel Washington.
Really?
So, yeah. That's why I was like, let me make sure. Yes, dad's Denzel Washington.
Oh, shit. So he's second generation of an acting dynasty.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, come on. Denzel Washington, Equalizer, Training Day.
Dude, I was just thinking, like, the Equalizer. Like, he wasn't an Equalizer, right?
The Equalizer.
Or no, not Equalizer. So, what's the one where he was trying to get, like, something like a kidney for his kid?
Oh no, that was Will Smith, wasn't it?
No.
Oh no, it was Denzel. Yeah, it was Denzel.
He was like happiness. That was he was homeless.
Yeah.
No.
He was selling heart monitor machines.
Yeah, well, no, what I'm talking about,
Apple's going to come out with a watch in like 30 years.
Right?
No, I do remember that movie with Denzel. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, he takes like the hospital hostage.
He takes him hostage.
I think his kid.
Was that the sequel to him being a drunk air pilot?
No, that was Flight.
Yeah, no, that movie
Flight
was great.
Was good. John Q.
Did you find the 3 bottles of vodka? Yeah, because I had 4.
Ooh,
right.
Just
yeah, it was John
to
Q.
It.
Nice.
So I
new games announced
too. I
at
love that
the
movie
event
too because. John Goodman is a drug dealer in it, and he makes a good drug dealer every time he plays a drug dealer.
He's selling sugar.
Oh yeah, you guys are also talking. What's that? The Big Lebowski.
Huh?
Is this Skinny Goodman?
No, it's an older movie, so it's Fat Goodman.
Okay, it's the Good Goodman. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Flight, he was still a big guy. And yeah, he's selling booger sugar.
Booger
and
sugar.
That, because that's how the pilot sobered up.
I mean, yeah.
See, I mean, listen.
The movies say it works.
If you need you need to do that bump to get you home, I mean, do what you got to do.
It's medicinal.
legalize recreational cocaine. That's all I'm saying.
You know, I have it as a bumper sticker on my car, and I always wonder why the cops keep following me so close. I don't know if there's
he had it as a bumper sticker on the rear wing of his airplane.
No, on the airplane, it was ass cast or grass.
So he was the reason the Cubans needed all those planes.
We're getting so sidetracked.
Oh shit! Okay, let's get back to the.
All right, new games announced at the event include Perfect Dark from the Initiative, Dead Space Creator.
This was from last year.
Yeah,
Perfect Dark was announced last year,
and then the Ark Survival Evolved sequel that we still have heard nothing about. And I'm trying to be Vin Diesel riding dinosaurs,
but listen,
it needs to happen.
You know why?
Because I want it.
Because they're family.
Family. Family.
The dinosaurs are family. Okay, can't be hurting dinosaurs. They don't need volcanoes.
Because Jay family. Just walked out.
I saw myself out on that one.
It would have been so funny.
Family.
It would have been so funny if we would have just finished the rest of the show. Jay walked off. His door was open. He never came back.
You see in the background, what the fuck is they talking about?
He starts chatting in stream, but he never comes back to his camera.
Don't worry, I'm still modding, but fuck you guys.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. If I got to hear that goddamn word one more time.
Family.
I was adopted.
I'm playing.
We don't need Pangea. We got family.
Dom, they're coming at us with like the entire military force and threatening to drop nukes. Nukes ain't stronger than family.
Family? Did someone say Vin Diesel?
Yes, we've been talking about Ark Diesel. Yes.
Ark Diesel.
Oh, God.
Family of dinosaurs.
Well, you know, did you guys see his movie Bloodshot?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Dude, those nanites were able to hold him together because they're family.
God damn it.
Thank you for the follow, Arrogance Entertainment.
Thank you.
What's up, buddy? I know who that is.
Cole Miller.
Two follows in one stream. I know. Like,
I know. Great. We're awesome.
Doing, we're doing good tonight.
It's because
I love it.
Yeah, and it really is.
Jay, you should be able to do that too. Brent, did you accept the admin role?
Dude, I haven't accepted anything. I've been so busy.
He's still fucking dodging calls from the IRS.
Listen, we're live on Area.
Busty statue of Android 18.
Wait, what?
What?
It's not Android 18, it's 2B.
Oh, gotcha. That's right.
All right. Let's get the facts straight.
I stand corrected.
And if any of you are collectors, we are actually partnered with Pure Arts. Unfortunately, we can't get you a discount, but when you buy using our link, we get a kickback. It helps the show.
Brent, what's the link?
Where is it, Rob?
I don't know. I don't have it. What's the link?
It's in the Warpoint email.
Jesus Christ, you're the collector. You're supposed to be on this shit.
You're killing me.
Use coupon code Brent is... No, I'm not going to say it. Dick.
I'll get it. Hold on. I just said something about it.
Hold on.
Was it in promotion?
I am the mod. Shocking abuse of power. Timeout.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Wait. I can just do this. Ready? You ready for this?
Brad. Brad. I don't. Where's it at? Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God. There's Independence Day sales.
He's muted, so he can't say anything anyways.
Oh, no.
You too, buddy. That's all that.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah, how's it feel, dick? Huh? Payback's a bitch. Karma's got you.
I'm sitting on 21K. I can do it two more times.
Oh, okay. Hey, Brent. Here you go, bud.
Talk with your eyebrows. All right, Link is in chat.
Oh,
you're good. Go ahead.
Link is in chat for anybody that wants to order something off of Pure Arts. Anywho. I don't even know where we were going with this.
We can just move on to the next story.
I thought I had something. Brent's holding it out. Well, I'm happy I found you guys on StreamLinks. Well, thanks. We're happy you're here. We are happy you're here.
We usually try to be more structured than this, but...
I mean, sometimes sometimes we're more structured than this. I can't say a lot of times.
Rob gave me power. I can share my screen if I wanted to.
Yeah. Once Brent accepts the power, he can too. And then he could do stuff like this.
Brent is following the rules.
Or like this. I love it.
Man, script sucked.
So our script is very loose.
That's what she said?
That's what he said. Brent wants to laugh so hard, and he's just like trying to hold it in. He's like, you motherfuckers. Brent, it's 3 minutes. You should be good by now.
Okay.
Ah,
well, I don't know. Jay was. Oh, go fuck yourself.
Y'all go back to script. Y'all fake news.
Listen. We'll never lie to you.
Right.
Only lie to the feds.
So, up next, Metal Gear Solid games are being pulled from digital stores. And this is why I was talking about physical games and game preservation. Shit like this. So Konami claims the removal is due to expired licenses, which will be renewed.
Yeah, so they had to temporarily remove it.
Yeah,
you Konami can still play it if you bought it.
Konami is pulling Metal Gear Solid 2 and Metal Gear Solid 3 from all digital storefronts starting today. Starting Monday, actually.
Yeah,
Yeah. So Konami said that they are currently working on renewing the licenses for select historical archived footage used in-game, and therefore they have made the temporary decision to begin suspending the sales of MGS 2 and 3 and all products that include these digital storefronts, or include these games from digital storefronts globally, starting November 8th, 2021. They sincerely ask for patience and understanding as they work towards making these products available.
They're turning into all the games into a pachinko machine.
So wait, is that?
I don't remember God. It playing.
You know what?
My credit card.
So, if they're going to turn them into pachinko machines, are they going to have Lucas Black coming to collect money off of somebody with a bear claw?
I don't know who that is.
Tokyo Drift, lead guy from Tokyo Drift.
Oh,
remember he sent him in after the sumo guy.
Yeah. Han sent him in after the sumo guy that had the big bear claw on his shoulder.
See, when you were saying bear claw, my fat ass actually thought of an actual bear claw on someone's back.
I was thinking that too, actually.
He was thinking like, of donuts.
I was like man, a bear claw. Why the hell would somebody put one? That'd be sticky.
That's what she said.
No, she said.
Oh, God, this is sticky.
No, she said, gargle, gargle, gargle.
What?
here. You,
I'm in trouble.
You guys ready for this? Babe! Can I get a coffee refill?
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Shut up, Jay.
Shut up, Rob.
Shut up.
So the full list of games that are being temporarily removed from sale are Metal Gear Solid 2, Metal Gear Solid 3, Metal Gear Solid HD Edition, Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty HD Edition for Vita, 3 Snake Eater for Vita, Collection for Vita, HD Collection for PlayStation Now, HD Editions 2 and 3 for Xbox 360, Snake Eater for 3DS, I didn't even know that store was still open, Metal Gear Solid 2 Substance on GOG Games, or GOG.com, whatever the fuck that is.
What I've heard of that website. I don't remember.
Where you get like discounted PC games.
Thank you, Bebe.
You get Steam keys and shit from them.
Fair. And then Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3 HD for Shield TV.
The fuck is Shield TV?
So Shield TV is by NVIDIA, and it's sort of like a streaming box.
Oh,
it is a streaming box,
actually. I thought they were doing their own thing anyways.
Like
GeForce Now. Thought that was the new thing they were doing.
No, no. So, yeah, I mean, the Shield's actually pretty cool. I like the Shield.
I heard about it.
I like the sword. I got better collectible Pokemon from that.
Dude, talking about Pokemon, we didn't talk about this at the beginning. I opened Pokemon cards on stream last night, and I got some bangers.
I'm jelly. Yeah,
a couple of the cards I pulled are actually worth some monies. So I got to figure out if I want to sell them or keep them.
I'd sell them, get more packs up your
ass.
That's
what I was thinking.
Collect
Funko Pops. Nice.
I got a couple. I got Vegeta from Saiyan Saga and Butcher from The Boys.
Nice. I have a couple. My daughter and my wife got me some Batman ones for my Christmas and birthday. Those are the only ones I have. Thank you, baby.
I'm trying to figure out what else I want right there.
Over 11K? Jesus.
Jeez. I collect that.
Oh.
My collections put me into debt, so
I try to collect, but
wait, my debt is in collections.
That's the ultimate flex too.
Boom.
I owe more than my house is worth.
In addition, they already to took it. Three projects. I just squat. I'm just a squatter.
You know, house payments like $600-$700. Park bench is free. What do you think I'm choosing?
Right. So in addition to the Metal Gear Solid 3 project, Konami intends to release remasters of the original Metal Gear Solid games for modern consoles.
Oh, of course, that's where they're leaning towards. That's what everybody's doing now. Deadpool, if you join our Discord, Rob made a channel specifically for collectibles.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Yeah, we're trying to get more collectible shit, like showcases and such going.
Yeah, I am the collector of the group, but it's mainly collector's editions of video games.
I just collect weird shit, as you can tell.
I collect skulls of my enemies. I keep their big toes and turn them into a necklace.
Nobody drinks whiskey from the skulls of their enemies anymore. And that's the problem with the world today.
That really is. You know,
crazy. I'm a collector of memes.
Nice.
In that
I have a large collection. It'd be great to see it.
Bren has his posted mostly, right? Have you updated it lately?
I think I'm going to go through and do single, like, pictures of each one. Because I think I just did, like, a big group one of the whole shelf.
Nice.
Well, shelves.
Shelves. So, yeah. We'll see where that ends up at. Bren, you want to take the next one? Is that the... you want to take the next one as our resident 14 guy?
Sure, because you know it's not like you can't join in and play. Wink. Just joking, buddy. Just joking. I know. Look,
God, I posted
in Facebook earlier. Okay, they made a website where we could practice raid mechanics.
I know.
You guys have PCs. You need to. You need to let me know how they look.
No.
Jay, you don't play anyway, so it doesn't matter.
He wants to.
It looks like Rob has to.
I don't. Yeah, it's the time. I can't do it.
I get it, bud.
It sucks.
It's okay. You're forgiven.
So go ahead, Brum.
So, Final Fantasy XIV's Endwalker expansion has been delayed by 2 weeks, putting it at, if I remember correctly, December 7th, I think, for early access.
A day that will live in infamy.
Oh, it will launch on December 7th. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Early access is December 3rd, which, I mean, let's face it. Everybody pre-orders it.
I don't.
Early access, everyone who plays, Jay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because what they do is when you pre-order it, they include an accessory that gives you an EXP percentage boost up to the current max level. So, of course, everybody pre-orders it to get that item to level up all their classes.
Cheating. I gotcha.
But in a big surprise, because at a time when everyone thought developers didn't care about their games or their audience, director and producer Naoki Yoshida, he was visibly upset, and at one point, tears were forming as he confirmed that Endwalker will now be delayed by 2 weeks from its originally planned release on November 23rd, which is already several months. We should actually, looking back, if they followed the trend since they launched the game, we should already have Endwalker, because they always did expansion launches in July.
Right.
Early, mid-July. But, you know, due to COVID, they pushed it all back. We weren't supposed to get it until November 23rd. Now, Yoshi P was on stream crying that he had to postpone it by two more weeks.
Well, and you guys are obviously the Final Fantasy fans, but wasn't the last expansion kind of like panned as just not worth it?
No.
Or the one before that, so, or something like that?
So
Stormblood.
Stormblood, yeah.
So they had the original game. The story with the game was Final Fantasy 14, the second MMO, because, you know, Final Fantasy 11, which launched on PC and PS2.
Yeah.
When they launched 14, the game was absolutely horrendous. It was horrible. Square said, nope, shut it down now. Shut it down. They did this whole big like trailer, this whole closing video thanking the players that they would be back. Then they launched A Realm Reborn. And that was 2.0. The base game was 1.0, but you could never get 1.0. Those servers were shut down. It was all trashed.
Nuked.
They nuked the whole thing. Then they did A Realm Reborn, which was 2.0. Heavensward, which was the first expansion of 3.0. That one was highly praised.
It won awards.
Yeah. And then they did the second expansion, Stormblood, which was tanked. It tanked the player base. It was all weeb. That's when they brought in the samurai DPS class. They went far east. They went way far from the original story. Rob got tired. Rob actually quit playing through Stormblood. They changed the classes. They dumbed them down so much. They made the classes a lot easier, because you couldn't have any classes that stood out, because then you would be ostracized for not playing that class.
I mean, so MMO, all the classes are supposed to play different anyways. If you're a DPS tank character, I mean, of course you're going to gravitate towards a DPS.
Visually, they made it all different. But as far as what they brought to the party, you needed your melee fighters, you needed your ranged, you needed your magical healing and tank. But ultimately, they were all level.
They were all pretty much the same, just with different abilities.
Yes.
So for me, the reason I quit playing is that I used to play White Mage, and White Mage was fun as hell because
nobody fucks with the White Mage.
Well, it's not just that. The White Mage, they would jump sort of like a Red Mage between healing. Well, not a Red Mage. What is that, green maid? No, green is time. Either way, they would jump between DPS and healing. And the way that you had to do it is you would change your stance, is what it was called. And there was a cooldown on your stance change, and then your DPS attacks did more damage than your healing. So it was hard to heal, but easy to DPS. And then you could switch back to healer and heal, but your DPS lacked. So you had to constantly jump back and forth. You know, a good White Mage would jump back and forth. Well, then Stormblood comes out, and you're like, no, you can jump back and forth however you want. It's easy to heal. It's easy to attack. It's just, here you go. Just go.
The way
it takes away the tactical advantage of, or tactical thinking. Like, and
the way they did it with the stance was, Mind was your healing potency. Intelligence was your damage potency for magic attacks. So what it did was when you cleric stanced, it swapped your mind and your intelligence stats. Yeah. And that was the trade-off with healing versus damage.
See, I could never be a healer because
my main goal is big sword hit.
So then they said, well, for healers, we'll take the we'll take the intelligence out of the damage and just put it in mind.
Right.
And completely got rid of the need for stance dance or any of that stuff. And they just, as the expansions went on, they would dumb the classes down a little bit.
Yeah, it's just trying to get more people into it. That's what it really is. It's to make accessibility like a lot better.
Yeah.
So I actually did not play Final Fantasy 14 at all while Stormblood was out. I played for 1 week when it first came out, and that was it. I quit.
Yeah.
So then, what was it? 2 years? What, a year or two? I can't remember.
2 years.
Shadowbringers drops, and with it they bring the Red Mage. And I've always been a Red Mage fan because, you know, that's physical and magical DPS. You jump between the two. And you actually do jump between the two. So it's back to kind of like, you know, you got to figure out and balance your heals and your damage. And yeah, it plays great, you know. So I've been doing that in Shadowbringers.
Yeah. But there's no open to it like other MMOs where, okay, do these monster fight, do these trials, as they're called in 14, the big bad, you know, monster that you fight for 10 minutes, and you get a piece of gear that is, it's better for this class when you're playing this way. Like when I was doing, what is that, D&D MMO? Neverwinter.
Yeah.
If you wanted to play a certain type of tank, you had to get gear from here. If you wanted to be a damage tank, you get this gear. If you wanted to be a mitigation tank, you need a different gear.
Yeah.
With 14, it's dumbed down to the basics of your dungeon gear will help you for a little bit, and then you want the raid gear. And then you have the raid weapon, or you have your crafted weapon that you spend months grinding at items to help build it. You have a set path. There is no branching. Best in slot is best in slot. It doesn't matter how you choose to play. They, with Shadowbringers, they did try implementing trial fights where one trial fight would give you a better, different type of weapon. Another trial fight would give you better, different type of accessories. And then for whatever reason, I think he said it's because of the workload it puts on the developers and stuff. They scrapped that and they went back to, this is the set gear that you would want if you want to do this type of content.
Yeah. So jumping away from what is 14 and getting back onto the delay of it, you know, Yoshi P, as he's been dubbed by the fans, you know, he comes out and he goes, this is something that we finalized and made the decision on last Friday. So it is very sudden. This is the first time, not just with 14, but throughout my entire career, that we've announced a release date and had to delay it. So again, I feel really bad about this. And this is about when he broke down. Wiping away tears, he goes on and says, I understand some of you have taken days off for this, and I know that people have been preparing. We tried to think if there was any way we could make this original release date. Could we split it up into patches, or do we make a bold step and cut some of the elements? But that's not how our content is made. And unfortunately, so this time we really wanted to prioritize bringing you the best quality. So again, I am really sorry it came to this.
I mean, I can understand it, but 2 weeks is, I mean, the game, when's it supposed to come out? December, right?
No,
it was
November
23rd, and it's been pushed back to December 7th, 2 weeks away.
I mean, that's still enough time for somebody to be like, hey, you know about them days off and you switch.
Yeah. But I mean, a lot of that really is up to the
But at the same time, at least the producer actually thought about it. It was like, you know, people have taken days off for this. I already know.
Yeah, but you know, there's a YouTube channel, Work to Game. They do a lot of 14 content. they're self-employed. So this makes it a little harder for them because they've already changed around their due dates on some of the projects they're working on. Being self-employed, they can't really go back to whoever they've been employed by to do something.
Right.
And push and change that due date that they already have set up with them. As far as why it needs to be pushed back, I don't think they went really into much about. Although from the media stuff that they've been releasing, it is billed as their largest expansion pack, and it, mainly because they are ending the story that they started in 2.0.
Yeah.
They're finally going to bring that to a close. Where it'll go from there, we don't know. Obviously, it's too early to tell that. They kind of did it to themselves, man. They left so many stories open through the three expansions that they've released.
You know what, though? I mean, I think it's going to lead to some great content. I really do. I'm curious to see where it's going to go, how they're going to continue the world, or worlds, depending on how you want to look at it.
Time warp.
No, they actually.
Hey, listen. At least they didn't do multiverse.
Oh God.
I mean, we don't know that yet. Aren't those two different like multiverses?
I was gonna say there is multiple worlds, but there isn't the same characters on those worlds.
The Warrior of Light and Warrior of Darkness were supposed to be like exact replicas, pretty much.
But they're not the same person.
Aren't they though? No.
I mean, it's not like a Marvel multiverse where it's just gender swapped.
You forget about race swap. They do that too.
Right.
A lot.
Sorry.
So in a blog post, Yoshi P said that it was his own selfishness, which was the reason for the short slip and the cause of the delay.
Sorry, guys. I wanted to go see them Japanese harem girls.
So
the thing that I wanted to... for some female armor.
Right. The thing that I want to talk about with this, Yoshi P is clearly poured his heart and soul into this fucking game. It's getting delayed by 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. 2 fucking weeks. Like, that's a big deal. And this is how he's reacting to it. Now, you got these other fucking developers and studios that are like, oh, yeah, it'll be out sometime in 2024. We don't fucking know. It's supposed to be out today, but fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
or we could be like, you know, who was that? The creator of the Gears of War series where he just completely destroyed Gears 5.
Yeah.
If there's enough interest in a possible project that is due to the social experiments that, you know, we're running, then maybe possibly we could potentially get an expansion depending on the potential possibilities. Like, dude, what the fuck are you saying? We're running in circles. Yeah.
No, bro, you fucked up Gears 5. Don't say that people need to come to you with interest before you'll think about making another game. No, you need to drag your name out of the dirt you put it in.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even play Gears 5, and I know diehard Xbox fans that were pissed.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is how developers should act. Now, don't get me wrong. If your game is buggy as fuck like Cyberpunk was, I'm okay with a delay. I don't mind delays.
Oh my god.
I don't mind delays if it is to actually improve.
Yeah, I'm one of those fans.
I'll take
a delay if it actually generally does make the game better. Yeah.
Right. If it's actually going to make the delay better or the game better, then I'll take it.
Yeah.
But whenever we're going, hey, we're not ready.
Gears 5 is shit, yeah.
He added, I know I may have been too nitpicky about all of what's going into this expansion, but considering we're going to move on and continue the story after we have made a milestone with this saga, I think I needed to make sure we are giving it our all and we are doing all that we can for this expansion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much here, like I said, you got like Ubisoft that delayed like
five games in
2019. They delayed five games. That's when they pushed back Assassin's Creed Valhalla. That's when they pushed back Watch Dogs Legion. There were three other games too that never happened.
It was worse than that. They didn't just push it back. They completely slid it off the table and said, it's going to be some time before we have a release date for you people.
And it what was do you like mean, 2 years. People? What do you
mean? What do you mean, you people? But going back to the thing with Cyberpunk, dude, that was one of the things I was worried about with Keanu being at the Game Awards, is just so many people. Because, you know, people aren't going to use their brain.
They'll be like, you remember when you said I was breathtaking? I bought that piece of shit because of you. Fuck you, Neo. I ain't seen The Matrix.
Oh, God. And they have that new one coming, too. Or
John Wick.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I cannot wait for the next John Wick movie.
I
understand
the reasoning. I agree with John Wick. Somebody shot my dog, I'd be going for blood. So if you ever hear about me shooting an ATF agent, you know why.
I mean, listen, dude, when we heard about Fauci and the dogs, people were up in arms.
People love dogs more than they love humans. Imagine that.
It's because humans are assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not you humans.
But never dogs.
You're all, to quote Keanu, you're all breathtaking for spending your night with us.
Yes. Thank you.
Join us tomorrow.
So, some gaming night.
But moving on to other assholes that are making the world harder for people.
So, and we've been hitting this. We've been hinting at this all fucking night.
Bullshit. How the fuck am I going to upgrade now?
Well, no, what I mean is like we talked about Tokyo Drift. We talked about family. Somebody stole an entire shipment of DVD play. I mean, EVGA graphics cards.
How the fuck is Dom?
A whole truckload of EVGA RTX 30 series graphics cards.
So rumors are it was black Honda Civics, green Underglow, and Mushimoto tires.
Word is they were waiting on spooners.
They needed spoon engines. Yeah.
And they did some daredevil stunt where one dude was standing on the hood and they drove up real close. He jumps on the back of it. And he's about to miss that fucking grab, he opens the door up, jumps inside.
And then once he's in the truck, he hits a button and the fucking rocket comes out of the back of the truck and they go to space.
Yeah, and spoiler, it's a Soviet Russian rocket that nobody thought was supposed to exist, but it was a hidden project because Dom's older brother got brainwashed.
And his mother was in on it too.
Write a Fast and Furious movie?
That his sister was dead, but she actually wasn't dead. She was just adopted. And then while they're in space, you know, they're like, well, how can we get any traction? And Dom goes, we don't need gravity because we got family.
And then they all of a sudden get pulled down to orbit all nice and slow. And there's nothing more powerful than family.
Yeah, you know,
gravitational.
No, nothing keeps you grounded. Nothing keeps you grounded like family.
That is the tagline for Final Fantasy for Fast and the Furious 13.
I mean, kind of Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy, Fast and the Furious, you know, it's close. It's close.
No, Final Fantasy is, oh, you guys wiped because I fucked up, I'm leaving.
No. Final Fantasy is aliens. like every single one is aliens.
Aliens.
Sephiroth was an alien.
Alien. Just say. Someone or some people we don't know stole an entire shipment of EGA RTX graphic cards.
And this was a forum post by EVGA's product manager, Jacob Freeman. I don't know if you brought that up yet.
No, I did not.
We found them. Found them. We have an admission by Tyler. It was me.
I knew it. You got it,
right,
boys.
There. Right there. It's on stream. We got it.
Take this.
We got them, boys.
Put the FBI thing on it. Share it on social media. Famous.
Look at that. So, look at that. We are more useful than the FBI.
I mean, not a hard bar to get on that one.
So thieves made off with a whole truckload of EVGA RTX 30 series graphics cards. The graphics cards were in transit from San Fran to EVGA Southern California Distribution Center at the time of the theft. It is
that is how they didn't disclose that city.
How many cards were affected? Dude, this is a fucking Fast and the Furious movie. Like, this is the heist 100%. Look for the truck with brothers on the side. Boom. $5
for a 3080, I'll take it.
Jesus Christ. Like, how is this like hand in hand fucking? If they would have
here it gets better, Rob.
I would have lost.
It gets better. It gets better. This isn't the first time that a large shipment of graphics cards has been stolen.
No.
And unfortunately, it's probably not the last.
No.
At the end of 2020, about $340,000 worth of GeForce RTX 3090s were stolen. Were stolen from MSI's factory in mainland China.
Well, there's your problem.
Yeah, right.
Sounds like they need some freedom. Bald eagle screeches.
Okay. So
sounds to me like all those crypto miners in China.
Divided by what are crypto mining, comrade?
They said the MSRP is $1,499.
So that equates to about 220 cards.
It was a small truck.
Well, no, this was a little box truck, you know. Well, that was.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. How big are the boxes, Rob? How big are those cards?
Did you not see the fucking video for it?
Hold on. Rob's gonna pull up the box. He's looking to see if he has it.
Yeah, you're making him do that, Bren. Just say it.
Hold on.
Read the dimensions on the box.
He wanted the whole dimension of the entire box.
Now, that's the box. That's a 3080, right?
It's a 3060, but it's a 3060 card. It's a
full size. My bad. Okay. God forbid I was off by 30.
Nah, you were off by 30.
How big is that box, Rob?
I'd say it's about 16 inches wide, maybe 8 inches tall, and.
Okay, so 220 of them is not going to be a small shipment.
Well, yeah, it would. Yeah, it would.
We're talking a decent box truck.
We're talking about like.
Dude, that's like two pallets,
box.
Maybe.
Yeah. And man, that could. Okay, so like my only.
That's
standard
probably a pallet. They probably took
like
one fucking pallet. 30,
so when I worked at McDonald's, we had big boxes for the styrofoam cups.
Dude, look, they loaded up a pallet into the back of one of them little fucking three-wheel trucks, and it's just driving down the highway.
Oh my god.
Teriyaki Boys is going in the background, and it's like overnight cards from China. Okay? Just listen to me. Overnight cards from China, and this PC will decimate all. We don't need any PSUs.
So, family. So now we have so obviously they did the obvious things. We're not gonna, if you try to register those cards for any type of warranty, we're not gonna honor a warranty or upgrade claims or anything if you try to. Although if people do end up with them and they do contact them for, you know, warranty reasons, they said they will address it on a case by case basis. Here's the thing. How are you going to do that? How can you enforce it? How can you go after him? How can he defend himself?
Yeah.
If somebody pops up on eBay or Craigslist, yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's going to cause, and I could see it causing more problems because, okay, like I suggested, well, what if people say, show me your original sales receipt, and someone legit does that, then now it's going to cause problems because, well, I mean, actually, I take that back because people already know what the MSRP on the card is. And if you're going to pay somebody's ridiculous price for one of theirs, scalp prices.
Because the mindset is they're never going to get a cheaper card. They're never going to get anything better.
Well, number one, with this year, we don't know what series it is. We just know that there are 30 series cards.
Yeah.
So what's to say that these aren't like just going to a crypto farm?
That's word is going to a crypto farm. Word is that the crypto farming is slowing down.
Yeah, but you can still make money on it.
Yeah.
And like
if you have enough, but it's getting to that point where
trailer.
Well, you know, they could just be trying to scalp those cards, not use them for crypto.
But what I'm saying is,
because they don't care once they sell,
they're untraceable because they can't turn them in for warranty anyways. They're using them for crypto.
Well, yeah, but even if you scalp the cards, just use a fake email or a burner track phone.
All the above.
Sell the card and move on.
Listen, you gotta buy at least 20 cards, all right? That's how we're gonna do this.
I mean, unless they register.
Oh god.
Unless they register the card, they can't really do anything about it. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no way to tell if that card is stolen unless they go register for product. Now, I will say this.
You are despicable. And I hope I never find you in my inbox trying to sell me a card below MSRP. I hope you never enter my inbox trying to sell me a graphics card that may or may not possibly be stolen, but we won't ask questions about the originality of the card.
Wait, Rob, didn't we get word too last year that they stole a shipment of PlayStation 5s?
Yeah, there was a shipment of PlayStation 5s that got stolen.
Hold on. Let me verify this.
No, lad.
Go ahead. You guys carry on with your talking.
Well, I think this story's about done.
Yeah.
This is, you know, it's like the friendship between The Rock and Vin Diesel. So much baby oil, and it just slipped away.
Oh, sorry. It was in, it was in the UK.
Now, no one cares about them. They're still trying to fight butter knives.
Criminals are reportedly climbing on top of moving vehicles to steal PS5s from delivery drivers.
Mostly peaceful. Mostly peaceful automobile theft.
Ionized, what's up, man?
Oh, shit, what is up?
You just missed an interesting story. Stolen graphics cards.
That they were on a tractor trailer that had a Soviet Russian rocket that sent him to space. And then, you know, Vin Diesel popped out. Oh, you caught the interesting baby oil part?
Good. He caught the most important part. By the way, guys, yes. Anybody who's in the chat who is not following Ionized, you need to give him a little shout out.
Yeah, we got to get that command going, but it's hard to do any of that stuff through StreamYard because it doesn't have any of that shit.
Well, we'd have to do it over Nightbot because Nightbot automatically comes on.
Yeah. But you better watch what you say with Nightbot or you will be banned.
You will be banned for silly gooses.
Funny foul.
Okay. Silly gooses with a hard R.
It's the funny foul.
Oh, God. Yeah, please do not go Grambo in here.
You had to.
Please do not come in here and go Grambo. We don't need that.
We might. I might do something on the side that we can actually talk about that type of shit.
Nice. I like it. I like it a lot.
All righty. So, is this our last story?
Yeah, I was going to say, Brenner, did I take that one?
Yep. I'll cover this. It was, I don't know. Like, I should have bought this before the big inflation happened with collectibles, because I could have gotten this collector's edition for like $50. And that was a pretty sweet Goku, Naruto, what is that, One Piece?
And Bleach, wasn't it? Like the big four?
No, One Piece.
Oh, was it One Piece? It didn't have Ichigo.
The kid with the straw hat.
Yeah, Luffy.
Yeah, it was a pretty sweet statue of those three. And I didn't jump on it, and I should have. So, we are talking about Jump Force.
Yes.
This is another game that is going down. It is being taken off of digital stores because of, apparently, more licensing issues. So, the anime crossover fighting game, Jump Force, will be delisted from digital storefronts in the U.S. territories on February 7th. The game's online servers will also go offline several months later on August. Bandai has announced that all content related to Jump Force will be made unavailable for purchase next year, including all their DLC, character packs, character passes, and their in-game currency JF medals.
And I'm going to be honest, it doesn't make sense to me because all of these are all the characters are Shonen Jump. That's, again, why it's called Jump Force.
Right.
So they have the licensing for everything. I mean, I maybe there's something with Dragon Ball and Toei, but it seems like Toei Animation owns the rights to that. I can't remember the publisher who actually does the manga. But still, like, they were all in...
Well, the main company is Shonen Jump, which ionized, thank you. If only I had the muscles like Dave Bautista. I got to work on that. I got to get my shoulders fixed.
You got it, you got it here with that shit talking.
Oh, yeah.
The job.
So here's the thing, Jay. They did an interview with the Shonen Jump writer for Bleach. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the guy's name.
I know a few manga artists by name. Kitaro Mura is one because, you know, Berserk.
Yeah.
But
apparently Shonen Jump higher ups, they're not good to their writers at all.
I mean, the manga industry is horrible. That's what killed Kentaro Miura, is how fucking stressful it is.
And that's what I can't remember the guys. I got to look it up now. That's what he was saying about when he was writing the Bleach manga. He'd be stuck at his desk weeks at a time. Sometimes it felt like months. Mm-hmm. He was wasting away. He was losing weight. He was losing hair.
And that's the thing. Think about if a manga doesn't get popular until like a majority of the way of its serialization, that's awesome because that gives the mangaki the ability to write the story and not feel pressured. But then you get into situations like Dragon Ball. You know, Dragon Ball Z was being produced the same time that the manga and the anime were ongoing. So that's why the 5 minutes of Namek in the manga, it flows like an actual 5 minutes. And then right. You get like fucking 20 episodes for the anime series.
So yeah, his name is Tite Kubo.
Tite Kubo, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
You're okay. That's all right. But yeah, I mean, this is kind of bullshit. And honestly, there has to be a way to fight this because they like this article mentions that the Switch version was released in 2020.
Bullshit thing.
So it's only been out for a little over a year on the Switch.
Bandai put out a tweet. It says, "Our sincere thanks goes out to all Jump Force players and fans for their support. But with all good things, they must come to an end." You can't say that when your game isn't that old.
Well, not only that, but it's got. I know it has an active fan base because I mean, fighting games always have one. So, funny how Jump Force lasted longer than DOA 6. Let that sink in. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
So DOA 6 was a lot. It was a lot different than what DOA 5 was.
They did a free mode that was like, here's free characters. And like, it didn't sell because everybody was just like, I'll play the free version where the characters rotate out.
Yeah.
Or they only play with certain characters. Like, I had a friend that never played fucking Dead or Alive 6, the full version. He only had, like, few characters, and I whooped his ass all the time. Yeah. Because I take fighting games serious.
So, the thing with this being delisted, Jump Force is going to be delisted February 7th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. At the same time, all DLC characters will be delisted, including everyone from Kaiba to Giovanni. You will still be able to play the game and use any DLC that you've purchased previous to the delistization. On August 24th, online services will also be shut down, but you'll be able to get into normal non-ranked PvP battles.
So you still be able to play online with people. So, at least the servers aren't completely shutting down.
logging into multiplayer lobbies, online events, clan functions, viewing the notice board, viewing leaderboards, and accepting rewards from the reward counter, in-game store, premium shop, and online online ranked matches will be removed.
I think it's stupid because they had it wasn't Jump Force. Jump Force was the 3D more realistic. That's why they kind of had weird character models.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jump Stars. That's what I'm thinking of. Jump Stars had the same exact premise. All the Shonen Jump characters fighting. And even a lot of the same characters that were in Jump Force. Let's see. I'm going to try to pull it up.
Let me see here.
Oh, it's J Stars.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of characters in this.
In J-Stars?
No, in Jump Force.
Well, in J-Stars, you have characters from Assassination Classroom, Naruto, which had all three of the characters that were in Jump Force, Naruto, Sasuke, and Madara. One Piece had...
there was actually six characters in Naruto.
Oh, in the...
In Jump Force.
Oh, yeah, because it had Gaara.
And it had... I don't know. I suck at these names.
Well, they mainly try to stay like two to four. Like, One Piece had four, but like Kenshin had two.
What, in Jump Force?
In J-Stars. J-Stars.
Oh.
Dragon Ball had Goku, Vegeta, and Frieza. Fist of North Star had Kenshiro and Roa. They were in it. Hunter had Gon and Kula. JoJo had Jonathan and Joseph. Let's see what else. Yu Yu Hakusho had Yusuke, Hiei, and younger Tagoro, which were the exact same characters that were in Jump Force.
Same exact, yeah.
Saint Sama, they had more from them, which that's one I need to get into just because of how fucking popular or how beloved it is. But I'm still working through Gundam, so. Bleach had Ichigo and Aizen, which I don't think they had
Aizen
in. Yeah, I don't think they had him in Jump Force.
No, but they had a ton of other ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's a ton of characters. Like,
I think I'll buy it. Oh, it's $60, huh?
So I even though that it is Shonen, I wonder if it's like the licensing from the actual, like, creators.
Well, no, because I think they, when they do it, the rights automatically go to Shonen because they're writing for Shonen.
Okay, well, no, so Aizen was in Jump Force.
Who, what?
Aizen from Bleach. So Bleach had Ichigo, Rukia, Renji, Aizen, Toshiro, Grimmjo, and Yuriichi.
So like what I'm saying is like Yu-Gi-Oh was from the English publisher is Viz Media. The original publisher is Shueisha. And then like Bleach was Shueisha. Black Clover, Shueisha. Okay, well these are all published by Shueisha apparently.
there are a lot of them share the same public. I mean, you also got to realize too, like, so for example, I'll go through it. Black Clover is still ongoing or soon to be wrapping up. Bleach is done. Boruto's ongoing. Naruto's done. One Piece is still going. Dragon Ball's done. I mean, they all got different time frames. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they were all ongoing at different times.
Well, no, like I said, I was just trying to figure out because all the rumors that I keep reading right now are that it's because of licensing deals.
Yeah.
Like licensing rights.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, maybe it's just Shonen doesn't want to keep it going.
I don't know because, like, maybe like they're having trouble with the international publishers.
It's only in North America that they're doing this in.
No, it's completely delisted worldwide.
Oh, is it worldwide? I thought it said it was North America.
Digital. Oh no, yeah, it is only in America, in American territories. So yeah, that's probably
what I thought when you said something.
It has to be the English ones, which Black Clover is Viz, Bleach was Madman Entertainment. Oh no, it was Viz. Madman Entertainment was Australia. Boruto is Viz. These all seem to be Viz in North America, though.
Yeah. Well, it might be Viz. They might be losing their...
Yeah. Could be Viz that they're having trouble with.
Yeah, because it's all Viz. Like, I'm going through and I'm looking at them all. All
right, so Viz. Tyler's asking, Dragon Ball is done?
Yes and no. So, the Super manga is getting close to finishing. They stopped Super for now. There's a new movie coming out that's in Super, but they haven't said if it was going to be canon or if it's going to be like the older movies where they used them as placeholders in between doing shit. So yeah, like the Super,
I want to see an evolution sequel.
There's a fucking door. Get the fuck out of here with that.
Oh, I removed them.
We do not need that bullshit around here, sir. We do not need that bullshit.
I was like, did I will
put you bullshit? In the corner.
Everybody got so serious.
It did get serious for a second. But no, Super,
we do not fuck around
Super
like that.
Anime, nobody knows, or after Broly, there's not really anything.
As far as the Super anime goes, I know a buddy of mine had to, he had to go directly to a Japan streaming site. Or no, I think he used Crunchyroll, but it can only be in Japanese that he could watch Super.
So that was like that for a while that like,
cause he was trying to watch the Jiren fight.
I think it's 10 episodes, like you get 10 episodes in Japanese before it gets into English, something like that.
Mm.
So, yeah. There's one other thing that I wanted to talk about. And we're going to be putting this up on Facebook and in all of our socials. And this is going to come as a surprise for you, Bren, and you, Jay, because it's something I want to talk about before the show, but I forgot to.
We
want to know what your guys' game of the year is. We are approaching that time.
Oh, yeah.
And the show right before Thanksgiving, so 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks. We will be taking your answers, and we will be discussing them. We will give our answers on the game of the year. I have a couple in mind already, and I'm excited for them.
Oh, God, we get it, Rob Forza.
Right?
No, it's not Forza. Not Forza. Come on, man.
Hey, if you guys are looking to buy me a Christmas present, I am size Final Fantasy 25th Anniversary Ultimate Box.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Go ahead, man. Look that up. It's a pretty sweet, sweet thing. It's every Final Fantasy game up to 14.
I know.
In the original Japanese case.
See, my game of the year,
Yeah.
My name is Mayo.
I thought it was going to be a PC building simulator.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, build all the PCs you can't build. It.
Serious, it's not bad. But no, mine is probably going to be close to what Bren's is.
What?
We'll talk about it on a later show. We got to leave.
It can't be Elden Ring.
No, it's not Elden Ring. Because that would technically be next year.
Yeah, and you know what? I was just thinking, I won't be able to do that as next year's game of the year because it's a January game, and that means I would have to completely disregard 11 months of game releases.
I mean, if it's that good, though, if it's that good.
Yeah. Hold on. Tyler's game of the year would be Dark Souls 2 Scholar of the First Sin if he can figure out how to beat that Phantom.
My game of the year released in May. So take that for what you will.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
May. What game came out in May? He said you're probably right. Well, we know mine isn't Cyberpunk.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, I love that like you guys don't know.
There's a lot of games that came out.
There is. There is. Come on. You both have
played. He says this like we're supposed to know.
Yeah, right.
Hold on. Okay. I'm going to cheat. Hold on. Don't you say anything. Because I already...
I want you to look it through and tell me what your game of the year would be, Brad.
Hold on. I got to find a complete list. Because all the ones that I'm finding, like, they keep updating the article so that it is only... is it the game that I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
I don't want to say it out loud.
No, say it. I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
Ghost.
No, Ghost came out last year. That was my game of the year last year.
Was it?
Yep. Yeah, that was my game of the year last year.
Hold on.
Because it was upper with... well, no, that was the year before. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. There's two that I can think of. There's Resident Evil Village. What was the other one? Valhalla. No, Valhalla. That was the DLC for Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, dude. Like, I just pulled up a list. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing 3/4 of these games you probably never even heard of, nor have you played.
Probably not.
Like Manifold Garden.
Oh, dude, I love Manifold Garden. I don't have no fucking clue what it is, but
yeah. Miitopia. Like, I don't see you playing that.
Why not?
I know, right? Like, he knows what I play.
Right. Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
My favorite fucking game. All time favorite game. All right, so you guys will just have to check back in on the 24th, right? Is that what it was?
Right? 20,
yes. Yeah, the 24th. You have to check back in on the 24th to find out what our games of the year are and share what your games of the year are.
We'll try to get a list before we do it. So no, it might get well, I'm not saying us. I'm talking about for other people. We might postpone it until we get enough views or enough people with votes.
Well, I mean, we got to get it out soon. We're running out of months.
Well, December is the last month, Rob. We still have time.
So, yeah. Put it on our socials, whether it's Discord, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch chat, wherever you put it. Let us know what your game of the year is, and we will discuss it, and we will give away our game of the year. Not give away, but tell what our game of the year is.
Maybe I'll pick the game that I never finished writing the review for.
So. Like, subscribe, share, follow, join our socials. Let us know.
Hold
everything.
On, before you want me to start a raid timer. All right, so I got someone. Tyler knows who he is. I used to work with him.
Beer pongist.
So,
the beer pongist or whatever his name was.
No, it is the short code.
Oh,
playing some Apex. So I figured that'd be a good thing to switch to since we're playing that tomorrow.
Right. Nice. Yeah. I was going to say, join us tomorrow for Apex. You can see us suck. Maybe get another headshot. We'll see.
Oh, we're going to do better. We're going to do better. Guaranteed.
We'll see. You've seen how I played with Tyler and Tori yesterday. So
We'll see.
Nice. But yeah, join us for that. Join our socials. Join everything you can. Share is the biggest thing you can do. Again, we are on podcast providers everywhere. We are on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch.
And we have a couple clips, so if you see them and you want to share them, awesome.
Right. But as always, guys, thanks for watching and listening to us ramble. And as always, we'll catch you at the warp point.
Peace.
Peace.